I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, this is The Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And this podcast is a safe space for mums everywhere.
A safe space to share our secrets.
Because we all have secrets, don't we?
And as we know, sharing is caring.
You don't even have to tell us who you are.
Yeah, you can keep that to yourself. You can be anonymous.
And those secrets can be serious or silly.
All secrets are welcome in the
Secret Mum Club.
Tell me about your week.
Tell me about your week, because technically there was a whole lot of me last week, and we need a bit more of you.
Well,
we want to know how was the experience, because we talked about me and my trauma.
Yeah.
But we need to know about yours.
All right. So yes, and not in the last week technically. This was like, what would it be now? Three weeks ago? Yeah.
Oh.
I get so sad when you realise how fast time's going, do you?
Oh, I just can't handle it. And then, like, the baby grow. We're still not out of the baby grow first size that we were in, but we're peaking close to it. And I just don't think I'm ready to move him up to the next size.
I'm not ready. We're still only up to 1 month.
In newborn. We're waiting to go into up to 1 month.
Oh, we're not even in the naught to threes yet, but it's always a sad day when you've got to retire them, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so elective cesarean, I can tell you all about it. Here's what you could have had.
Here's what I missed out on. So please do enlighten me.
Do you know what? It was a very weird experience that actually took me by surprise. So with my first child, I had an emergency cesarean. And I came away from that like with a really positive experience of it. But Stefan is always like, I think you're misremembering because you were on loads of drugs. But I'm like, no, I remember it really clearly. It was great. Like, everyone was very professional. And I think by that point when I had Joseph, I'd been in labor like all day. And I think compared to the pain of having contractions, going into theatre and having the cesarean to me seemed like a relief. Like, when they were like, we think you should have a cesarean, can you sign the forms? I was like, yes please, let's just get this baby out.
Yeah.
And I was like, happy to go down and do it.
And it moves so fast when it's
emergency,
doesn't it?
Yeah, we were down there within the space of, like, I mean, mine wasn't like emergency, it was just like, we think we should get this baby out now. And I think within like 45 minutes the surgery was done. So elective this time, really weird experience. Like, we just got up, went to the hospital in the morning, got an Uber at like 6:30. They said, be in by 7:30. It's like turning up to catch a flight. You get there with your bags, you check in, and then that's it. And then you just wait. You're not allowed to eat anything. So they were like, yeah, just hang out in the hospital, just chill out for a couple of hours. Went down to Costa Coffee, watched Stefan eat a sausage bap.
Oh, I was about to say, did you watch him eat? And then all you want to do is just punch them in the face.
I did, yeah.
I hope you choke on that sausage down your throat.
I did, yeah. I couldn't even have a cup of tea. It was
devastating.
It was devastating. And we were meant to be in at 10:15 having the cesarean, which, you know, I didn't expect to run on time, to be honest, because anything can happen. Like, emergencies can come in and they go ahead of you, which obviously is totally fair enough. So we're just waiting up in our room, waiting. And then I think eventually a couple of emergencies came in ahead of us. And I think eventually we went into theatre at like, I think it was about 2:20 in the afternoon. So we were there quite a while. Going for all the checks and stuff. They give you the sexy stockings to put on. I watched Stefan eat another meal. He goes and gets a meal deal from M&S for lunch. So that was nice. And then they were like, the anaesthetist came in and she was like, right, it's go time. Like, let's go before another emergency comes in ahead of you. Like,
Stefan, swallow your sandwich.
Yeah, honestly, he was mid ploughman's and she was like, right, get up, let's go. And we were like, oh, shit, right, okay. March us down the corridor. Next thing you know, you're on the theatre bed, leaning forward while they put the spinal in. And she's like, sorry, it seems like a bit of a rush. I just wanted to get you guys like done now so you didn't miss out on the next slot kind of thing. And we were like, oh, okay. And then it was just like the weirdest experience. Like you have that spinal and it takes effect really quickly. So they lay you down on the bed and they kind of tilt the bed so you're not laying directly, like all the weight's not on your spine.
Yeah.
And it's just so disorientating. Like they start spraying this cold spray on you to make sure you're numb. And just really quickly, like, you can't feel anything. They're pumping drugs in through your cannula. You feel really, like, disorientated.
Spaced out.
So spaced out. Spacey. Because the bed's off center. And, like, everyone's coming around and the whole team introduces themselves to you. There's probably, like, 10 or 12 people in theatre. Like, so many people doing all these different jobs. And they were all amazing and so professional. And it was just so quick, but just, like, it just took me by surprise, like how quickly these drugs hit you. And you go from being like up on your feet and conscious to just so spaced out. I felt really out of control. And just all this stuff was going on around me and people were continuing to talk to me like normal. And I was like, oh, it's becoming like a real effort to even like have a conversation. Like I feel like, I don't know, I just felt like you're really drunk or something, or you've done loads of drugs, which I don't know what that feels like, but this is what I imagine it feels like. it was just weird.
Are there any drugs in the house?
Yeah. If so, take them all now. I did take them all now.
If there are, you better give them to me immediately.
The anaesthetist just kept coming up to me and being like, putting this in your cannula now, giving you a shot of adrenaline, giving you an anti-sickness drug, giving you this thing now. I was just like,
I'll take all the drugs, please.
I was high as a kite. I didn't know what was going on. So yeah, it was just a bit of a shock to the system, I think. Like, they were amazing, but it was just not as kind of calm as I expected. And the drugs made me really shaky because apparently, have you heard about this? Apparently your body is numb, but it doesn't know why. It's
actually
cold. So in response, it shakes.
See, this is what I was all prepared for this. So I'd Googled all this. I'd spoken to my midwife. Yeah, so she basically said, because your body doesn't understand what it's numb, it sends like shocks from your brain, which triggers your body to move because it's got no understanding as to why it doesn't move. So you just shake.
Yeah.
Like an adrenaline shake.
Do you know what? Probably should have done a bit of research before I went into this procedure, because I was
you'd already had it before, so I think you're in the nicest way possible. I think you just like, well, I've done it before. Like, I go in and have a baby because I'm like, well, I've had two through my vagina before. I'll just fucking have another.
Do
one
it again. Yeah,
it was fucking mad.
As we know, no two experiences are the same. But yeah, I thought it was going to be similar to last time, and it wasn't. It was totally different, and it just really.
So did you get music?
Yeah, music? We did. We had classical music playing on the speaker, which they complimented us on our playlist. Yeah, because we had the same thing with Joseph when he was born, which was obviously like a last minute decision. We just
I wanted some wet ass pussy.
I know. I should have gone with
so disappointed.
I should have gone with something a little bit more interesting, but because we
should have let me make your playlist.
I know. Or we should have got the listeners to do it. That would have been a. That would have been fun. I'm going to have another baby so that we can do
we'll do
that for
baby.
The next one. Yeah.
Just for Emma, though, not for me.
yeah, no, not four is too many.
I feel like, yeah, but four's even, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you going for an even number?
I think the idea is appealing, but in hindsight, one, I don't think my vagina could handle it.
Yeah.
I think my vagina's literally like, do you know what, hun? It's holding on for dear life. There's not much left of it, to be honest. It doesn't resemble a fufu anymore.
I do think with pregnancy in general as well, like it's a lot of strain on your body. I actually don't think I could do it again. And I think to have a third cesarean, this is what cracked me up. The surgeon came straight over after the baby was out and said, have you got a plan for contraception?
Yeah, to not touch him.
I was like, I've just birthed my baby. And she was like, well, it's not good to get pregnant again too soon after a cesarean. So what's your plan?
What made me laugh is they asked me after having the baby. And I was like, I'm generally, and they were like, no, we have to take this really seriously. What, like, what's your thoughts? No, generally, I'm not fucking touching him.
Yeah.
He's not welcome in my house. If he comes anywhere near me, I will junk punch his penis straight off.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking around. And she was like, no, I'm not joking.
Yeah. No, nor am I.
I'm not joking. I've not had sex with him for 9 months. Since conceiving this child, I haven't had sex with him.
I can do it for the rest of my life, believe me.
Trust me. If there was an award for this, I would be down winning. Emma still had sex during hers. Me, itchy legs. Fuck that shit.
No, I turned to the surgeon and I was like, well, I'm never going to have sex again, obviously. And she was like, okay, good one. Good one.
No,
really.
I've only ever done it 3 times in my life, obviously.
Yeah.
Mum and dad.
That's it. I'm retiring.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I felt like, and I didn't want to be like, oh, the older I'm getting. But I don't necessarily think it's the fact that I'm older. I think it's because I've carried two before, and it's been 10 years since my cervical surgery. It's been 5 years since I had a baby in there. And I think because my body's kind of got back and laxed into its normal ways, for me personally, I just think it was a shock on my body. My body was just like, fuck this, hun.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a lot of strain. It's a lot of stress as well. Like at the beginning of the pregnancy, like I was really anxious about stuff going wrong. And then you have obviously like the physical strain of carrying this massive baby around. Then you have if you have a cesarean, major surgery, which I've had, you know, sliced twice over the same scar line now on my body. Yeah. Like I don't know how people do it 3, 4, 5 times. I don't think I could do it again.
It is huge, isn't it? It is so huge. And I'm fully with you, is that I just, you know, I'm so incredibly grateful, but I was so stressed. Yeah. Like right at the start, I was really stressed. And I think I was more stressed because this time round, the children understood.
Yeah.
Like with you and Joseph, not saying that it would be any different or mean any less or be worse for me. But when I was pregnant with Dottie and Colby and Joseph, Colby was Joseph's age, I was kind of a bit like, if anything was to happen, he's not going to remember. Obviously, we had a miscarriage. And Colby doesn't know. He doesn't remember. We lost them and it was insanely sad and we've moved on from it. I fell pregnant with Dottie, but I spent the whole time just being so anxious.
Yeah.
But this time round, I felt so much more pressure and stress, and the fact that Colby was sad when I was in hospital. He was sad when I had to go in for appointments. He was sad, like, he'd be like, everything's going to be okay with the baby, isn't it? And my heart would then go, because I'd be like, yeah, of course everything's going to be fine. But in hindsight, you don't actually know.
No, you never know.
No.
It's a lot. So I think this is us tapping out. But, yeah, just a wildly different experience to yours. Like, just, like I say, went into theatre at 2:20. By 3:10, I think she was born at 3:01, and by 3:10, we're back out onto the ward. It was just...
Isn't that mad? And then Renly was born at 3:30.
Ah.
So we're like in the 3 o'clock hour as well.
Just
yours is afternoon, we were early hours.
Oh, you were early hours in the morning. Yeah, well, Joseph was like a quarter to midnight, so he was late at night, which I actually preferred, because then we came out onto the ward and it was like nighttime and it was all quiet and I had my tea and toast and me and Stefan seemed to be the only ones there, and I loved that period with Joseph. Whereas like when we came out with Sadie, we came back out onto quite a busy hospital ward. It was just like the middle of the afternoon, it was on a Friday, and I have to say the experience of being in hospital over a weekend, we had her on the Friday and we were discharged on the Sunday, was not great. Like, I mean, every individual we dealt with, amazing. Obviously, love our NHS, and it's no one's fault, but just there were not enough staff. Yeah. And just things were just like, it took me so long to get discharged with my medication because there was no pharmacist on duty. And I collected all my colostrum to take into hospital to give to the baby and the syringes. They lost all of that when I gave it to them to put in the fridge. Like, I didn't have the best experience. So I was quite looking forward to getting home. I know. Quite looking forward to getting home this time, which was totally different to last time. I felt like I had the best time. But But here we all are.
We went in on a Friday the other day in the ward. When I was in the hospital, I shit you not, there was not one empty bed. It was rammed. Went in there on Friday, like 2 weeks after, to drop some thank you gifts into the ward. I shit you not, there was one woman on the whole ward.
Right, this is so weird. I was saying this to Stefan the other day, because when we went in to have Joseph and I went into natural labour, I was like, oh, I really want to have the birth pool. And they were like, yeah, if it's available on the day, great, but there's only one of them. And I was like, oh, well, there'll probably be someone else in there. We went in and they were like, yeah, there's literally no one else in labour at the moment, so the birthing pool's all yours. I was like, what? Where are all the birthing women? Like,
where's all the pregnant ladies at?
Where are my pregnant ladies? I couldn't believe it. Like, a busy hospital in central London and there was no one else giving birth at the same time as me. Like, what the hell?
There was loads when I was in labour, like loads on the labour ward when I was in. And wasn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Because I feel like you never forget that moment of being on the labour ward. You maybe not have been able to experience it, but like when I was on there with Colby, it was... Colby's was my quietest and then Dotsie's was a busy ward. It was massively busy. And then Renly's was hugely busy.
Is it just like certain times of year are more busy for having babies? Is that what it is?
No.
Because is Dottie September?
Yeah.
September is the busiest month to have a baby.
Yeah, I feel like because we all had them over... We conceived them at Christmas, so... They're like Christmas babies, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's what happens, I think, is September's a really popular month to have a birthday because everyone gets frisky at Christmas. And also people do plan to have their babies in September, so they're the oldest in the school year. So that's why.
I wish he was the youngest of the school year.
That's what you got with Colby, isn't it? An August birthday.
I did. I got an August. And do you know their birthdays? Do you want to know something funny?
Go on.
So he's baby number 7 in our family. So he's grandchild number 7 to my mum and dad. Had him in room number 7. Number 7's my lucky number. Also, number 7 is Colby's birthday. So he is born on the 7th of the 8th. So he's 7-8. Dottie's born on the 8th of the 9th. So she's 8-9. So it's 7-8-8-9. Renly's born on the 9th. So they are birthdays. 7-8-9. But he's 9th of the 3rd. But he's our 3rd baby. So, like, you know, when I'm funny with all numbers.
Yeah,
and
I love
like
stuff
that.
Like that.
I find it so fascinating. And he's 9-3 and he's our 3rd baby. And their birthdays are 7-8-9.
Love that. Fuck? I love stuff like that.
Oh, it's sexual, that is. When they were like, oh, you could have him on the 24th of March. I was like, doesn't really go with my numbers.
No, but then 24-3-2-4, I was after like a nice date of birth because with Joseph being born on the 9th of the 2nd, when I went in for my emergency cesarean, I was like, look, I really don't like odd numbers. Can we wait until after midnight and make it the 10th of February? And they were like, not really. It's an emergency situation. So I'm going to get him out now. So I'm forever annoyed that his birthday's on the 9th because I don't like that number.
Oh, but now he matches. Well, Renly now matches Jason.
Yeah, I've just got a weird thing about odd numbers. You know, I feel like even numbers are like, they just feel nicer.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. So when Sadie's 22.
She's 22,
she's
but 22, then
3 is
a... not happy.
Yeah, but she's 22, 3, 24.
At least they're both born on even years. Yeah, 2022 and 2024. Yeah, fine. I'll take that.
Yeah, but even her birthday date. So her numbers are 22, 3, 24. So she's 2, 2, 3, 2, 4.
Yeah.
So it's like 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. No, You like that?
I love that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
You did good.
Good.
Bad.
Picked a good day.
You may have lost it with Joseph, but Sadie, she pulled it back.
She's won.
I mean, not only are you a girl, Sadie, but you've also got a phenomenal birthday.
You've won the number lottery. Congratulations.
Yay.
Anywho, we sound mental now.
We're not getting out much. It's still okay. We're still sticking in here. But no, I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, totally different experience, like I say, to last time. But I would love to hear from people as well who have had elective sections and emergency sections and what your experience of them was, because mine was totally not what I expected. So, yeah.
I would just love some birth stories.
Stories in general. Send them in.
I don't know what it is about them. I just really
Me
love
too.
Them.
Are we doing your week?
To be honest, I'm...
just chilling.
I'm just chilling. Yeah, we finally shit after 6 days.
Renly, you mean?
Yeah, not me. I'm shitting great.
You're not constipated anymore. I am relieved.
I'm not constipated anymore. Renly. Who is that? Renly is... Wait, he's had one poo, but we did have assistance. No, no one helped him poo, but they gave him some lactulose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Lactulose to get that out. So he had that and, yeah, he had a big shit.
Good.
So much so that I wasn't here when it happened. I was very sad about it. Is that weird?
No. Me and Stefan call each other in now to see the contents of the nappies.
Okay, that's
good.
You've
got to have a look, haven't you?
Good, good. Yeah, Chris sent me a picture of the shit all up the back, in the hair, in the neck, crevice of the front of the neck as well and the back.
Wow, it was a big one.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of shit.
Wow.
But I was at Colby's football.
Oh.
How disappointing. I missed the whole...
Shame.
But the chap did say to do it a couple of times, but he said to do it twice a day. I couldn't give it to him last night because I thought, poor lad, I'd be shitting all night.
Shitting through the eye of a needle.
Yeah, so I thought, I'm going to leave it 24 hours. So we're going to do another one today about lunchtime and make sure he's nice and cleared out. But yeah, we're bobbing along.
Good.
Bobbing along, singing a song. I do feel like we need to find a new little routine though, because we're back to school Monday.
Yeah. These Easter holidays seem to have gone on for about 6 weeks.
Literally feel like we're in the July holidays. But to future Safina, I hope you have a good day. I hope you're okay.
Yeah. Are you feeling sad about this time? Because obviously we know how you feel about school holidays ending. But now that you've got another baby to look after, are you not a bit more distracted?
No. My heart is so fucking heavy. Worse than I thought it would ever be. Like, I didn't think it could feel any more heavy than what it is. Does feel on a normal. But the fact that I now have to send the two in and keep the baby home.
Yeah.
It's just too painful. It's too fucking painful. I have looked in the depths of nighttime feeding. I feel like we should have a topic as to what we search in the midnight feeds. Do you Google shit or order shit?
Shopping has become a problem. I've ordered quite a lot of stuff. And I watch like relaxation videos on YouTube when I'm feeding. Yeah. To make me feel calm about the fact that my nipples are in bits.
How is the nipples? Have you got any shields?
No, because apparently I did use those with Joseph, but apparently they can affect the latch. So I'm not using them this time. But I am seeing a lactation consultant later, so I'll let you know how I get on.
Oh, that'll be lush. But yeah, I've been Googling homeschooling. How important is it to put them in school? Do they need to go to school? How can I homeschool? Do you need degrees to homeschool?
Do you?
Like, this is my Google search bar. No.
Wow, really?
No. You can pretty much get assistance. The only reason I send them to school, truly, is for the social aspect.
Yeah. No, that is important.
But
as
I thought if I put them in, like, dancing groups and...
Football.
Football and have friends outside of the curriculum system.
Would you really homeschool?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
As tough as it is, I just...
Speak to some parents that had their kids at home during lockdown.
I do. One of my midwives. Zoe. Hello, Zoe. I know you're going to be here listening. She fucking homeschools and she's just a fucking superwoman.
And she loves it.
She loves it. She loves it.
Not for me.
I'll be hooking her up. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I thought I was going to find it easier and actually I'm not finding it easier. I'm finding it really sad. Aww. I think more sad because Colby doesn't want to leave him.
Oh,
and Dots is like, he's going to be okay, isn't he? I don't really want to leave him. And plus, he was here for a few days while they were at school. But because they've had the solid 2 weeks with him, I think they're struggling a bit with the letting
transition.
Go.
Yeah,
let it go. Aww. But no, in other news, we've pooed. We're sleeping great. We're in a good sleeping pattern. I finally stopped bleeding.
Oh, wow. Well done. Because that's...
5 weeks.
That's a long time, isn't it?
The longest I've had out of all three. I've bled the most with all three was Renly. Like a 5 week bleed. That's a big one, isn't it?
Proper big pads as well were you using?
No, it was kind of a little bit of a tap. It was like dripping. It wasn't anything full on. Like the first few days were full on. But no, just like a little bit of a tap. Like you need to have something there kind of thing.
Right.
Slower with, like, we are week five now. Renly is 5 weeks old and I've been going out for walks and stuff and I'm trying to walk to the shop and walk back to get out and keep us moving and stuff like that, keep the babies out and get fresh air. Very painful. My cervix and everything going back, Wow.
Do you know what? People talk about cesarean recovery, and I think I've actually found that easier than a lot of my friends who had vaginal births, because honestly, after like a couple of weeks, 10 days, I felt absolutely fine. But I think when your vagina's been stretched beyond all recognition, that takes a little while to get back, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I'm week 5 and we went for a walk the other day to Moores Valley Country Park. You probably won't know that, but it's a big country park. I had to come home and have some paracetamols because I thought my vagina was going to fall out.
No.
I thought it was going to turn inside out. It was mental. The cramps, you have contractions for it to go back, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I always think. It feels like contractions, mild, not as severe, but just it all sort of contracting to go back. Oof. And it was a little painful. Not,
do you know,
gonna
that's
lie.
That's mad. When you're breastfeeding, you can feel, sometimes I can feel my uterus contracting like back down to size. Isn't that mental?
So wild. And I'm, do you know what, even up till probably before I had Renly, like a month before, did you ever get the phantom belly move, like the phantom kicks in your tummy?
What, after he was out?
Like, so like 4 years on of having Dottie and my belly, I just get random phantom kicks in my tummy.
No.
No one ever talks about that. It's like the phantom baby movements, like the spasms, your muscle spasms, because it remembers, your muscles remember like the kicks and stuff in your tummy. It replicates them like years and years later.
I do remember having that a little bit after Joseph, but like immediately after, like not that long after, just when my body was getting used to like not being pregnant again, I think.
I'd say to Chris, I'd be lying on bed and be like, how weird, feels like there's a baby kick in my tummy. And she's 4.
Yeah.
Like, or she's 5. Like, that's not possible. It was weird.
That
very
is
weird.
Crazy. I keep looking at like Sadie's little hands and feet now and I think, God, they were the feet that were beating me up from the inside.
I know.
It's nuts.
Isn't it wild?
And now they're here. Nuts.
And now they're here. So that's our weeks. So myself and Emma would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we want you to join us in the Secret Mum Club. You're all welcome.
You can share your secrets with us, respond to what we've been talking about, or just say
hello. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Secret Mum Pod, or you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com.
It's the correspondence. Shit, it's the correspondence corner.
It's the return of the correspondence corner.
It's the return of the, oh, wait, no, wait. He didn't just say what I think he did, did he?
Did he?
Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Do you know that one?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank God.
I am a little bit cool, you know. All right.
I don't want to say it.
This one says, Dear Secret Mum Club, I've just listened to the special episode with Chris. I loved hearing your story about how things didn't go exactly to plan. Hearing how the experience in the, do you say NICU? The neonatal?
I say NICU.
NICU. Neonatal NICU. Intensive care unit, is it?
Yeah.
How it humbled you so much brought me to tears. When having my daughter, she came 7 weeks early, the night before my baby shower. Oh, God. And she spent 10 days in the NICU. My family all enjoyed a beautiful baby shower where we got to FaceTime them all to reveal the arrival of our beautiful baby. Lots of love from Gemma. Oh,
Gemma. That is, not going to lie, that is absolutely beautiful though, isn't it?
That, even just, though it hasn't, that brought a little tear to my eye.
Yeah, did me. Although it hasn't gone to plan. What a beautiful memory, though.
Imagine them all there at the baby shower, just like, they thought they were just going to play, like, guess the nappy, and they're like, here's the baby.
Guess the gender.
Wow. Oh,
well, that's a wonderful experience, and I'm so glad that it's, you know, it's nice. It's nice. It's nice to hear such positive stories, but it definitely was a very, very humbling experience. And I spoke to my sister about it today, actually, and I said, I don't think I've really processed it. Like, I don't think, I haven't spoken about it enough to process it. But last week's episode, if you haven't heard, is a very emotional episode from me. So apologies.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was nice. It was nice to,
it's like a side of me that I don't really ever show. Not really that.
No, it's nice to talk about it. I think people will appreciate that because so many people would have been through something similar. So it's nice for you to open up about it, I think.
Yeah, it's a very lonely journey and I don't ever want anyone to feel alone. So thank you, Gemma, for sharing that. And I love that yours was such a beautiful outcome.
I know. Thanks, Gemma. All right, I've got another email here. It says, hello, girls. Congratulations on having the babies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wondered if you guys have or were planning to do anything with your placenta. I was pregnant with my second son and had read some information about how consuming your placenta is really beneficial to your health and recovery after birth. After researching all these expensive companies offering converting it to powder form or tablets, I decided to just eat it as it was. Wow. My husband took the placenta home in a Tupperware box and blended it into a smoothie with some berries. Ah! He brought it back to the hospital for me. And brace yourselves, he told me that he had a glass of the placenta berry smoothie. Sorry if this made you feel sick, but we can confirm it made me feel great. And my husband does quick cannibalism for the foreseeable. All the love, Tash in Essex. Oh my God, Tash. Do you know what? A few people asked me.
I think I'm crying for a whole different reason.
Yeah. A few people asked me what I was doing with my placenta this time. Like, it was the first question that a few people asked me after I had the baby, which I thought was unusual.
Tash, I take my hat off to you, my darling, but my God, no, I couldn't.
No,
we had a full inspection of mine in the room. My sister wanted to look at it. Chris wanted to look at it. Stephanie gave us a detailed tour into my placenta. It looked like liver before you make liver pate. I actually, it's brought tears to my. I can't. No, I'm so sorry. I love you dearly for that, but my gosh, no, I couldn't do it. And your husband,
he ate it. Wow. Straight in the incinerator in the waste bin with mine, I think. I don't think they even actually...
I put mine forward for testing. Did you do yours for testing?
I don't think anyone actually asked me because I didn't have it in my birth plan. I think it probably just went straight into the bin.
Bin, yeah. Maybe mine went into the... I'm pretty sure I said mine to do for testing.
They are amazing organs, though. Like, I know midwives are obsessed with showing it to you because they're like, look at this amazing thing that's kept your baby alive for 9 months. It is incredible.
Oh, so incredible. And do you know what? I actually... love the fact that it made you feel great. Love the fact that he even put berries in it for you.
Yeah, like, where do you get that recipe? Do you just Google, like, berry placenta smoothie? BBC Good Food. I mean, if I was going to eat anyone's placenta, I'd rather it be my own, not someone else's.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to eat yours, I don't think. And mine also come out of my vagina as well.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, oh, Emma, do you want to try my placenta?
No, thank you.
Mine got pulled out of my vagina.
But then it's weird as well that everyone cuddles your baby and you're like, well, that went through my vagina as well. And now everyone's kissing its head.
I think that's slightly different to a used placenta. I could be wrong, though. But I'd love to know if you ate yours. How did you eat it? I would have loved to have seen the cleanup process of Tasha's husband cleaning the blender up. And if somebody had walked in, imagine the police were just there and they're like, sir, what are you doing? Splendid my wife's placenta for her to eat it. Chucked a few bloobs in it, a few rasp of the berets.
Sir, your wife's DNA is all over this Nutribullet.
Can we ask why?
We're going to have to take you in for questioning.
Oh, Tash, there's so many questions I have for you, but my God, what a woman. What a woman.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that. And if you have eaten your placenta straight raw or in any way, powder form, please let us know.
How do you eat yours? Let us know.
How do you like your placenta in the morning? I like mine.
With a kiss.
Straight out of my fufu. So you can get in touch with us literally on anything at all.
Yes, it can be serious or silly and you can be totally anonymous.
And between us, we've probably heard it all before. And remember...
We're all in this together, and we know
that we are all of us.
And we see that.
Me and Emma have just been talking about going back to the studio, and we're coming back for you, baby.
Yeah.
Soon. Each week, we'll be sharing our secrets and yours in the Secret Mum Club. It's been a while. I may have a few. But here is my secret for the last 3 weeks.
I'm excited.
Should I chuck three at you?
Let's start with the big one.
I feel like, are they not all big?
This is one that you've teased to me in the past, involving Miss Dotty.
Don't they all involve her?
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, we went out for a nice meal, didn't we? We went out for a nice meal. First meal out as a family of five. We went out, I'd showered, washed my hair. We went into town, we perused the shops and thought, you know what, we're going to risk it. We're going to risk trying to have a meal where we just sit down, all five of us, with little Renly. He was in his pram. Everything was going great. We had a delicious meal. No one was kicking off. I even bought the babies a board game from John Lewis because we went to a restaurant inside the West Quay shopping centre. So we went to John Lewis, got them a board game, and I thought they can play a little board game as well. I'll have my first glass of wine.
Oh,
honestly, there was so much. And everybody was cooing over Renly. Everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's like 2 weeks old. And everyone was coming over. So the staff were wonderful. We went for our meal, got our desserts. I ordered some white chocolate and pistachio hot donuts.
Oh,
like dough balls filled with this white chocolate pistachio cream.
Come on.
To which Dottie proceeded to shout, I love eating dad's balls. They are delicious. Christopher choked on his tiramisu. I choked on
your balls.
My own balls. To which Dottie, basically, Chris had ordered some of the little donut balls. And he was eating them and he was like, oh, they're delicious. Here's two for you, Dot. You can have some as well. To which she then shouted that in the middle of the restaurant. To which, I shit you not, everybody, bar maybe one or two in the restaurant, laughed. Everyone was looking at us. I was bright red. The wine instantly went straight to my head. I was very lightheaded, like, I'm in a flash. I need to.
Someone, do you think she knows what she's doing and she's being cheeky, or is she just like totally oblivious?
I think she's totally oblivious. I don't think she has a clue in what she is saying at all. Like, literally, I shit you not, the other day we're in the bathroom and she come out and Chris goes, Dottie, you need to go in the bathroom and wash your hands. She's got this thing where she just doesn't wash her hands. Gross, I know, but we've only just got her to flush away the number two. No. But she'll flush it away now. But we've got to keep going. Right, the baby's here now. We need to wash our hands. She come out. She was like, don't worry, guys. I washed my hands and I just shoved loo roll right up my bum hole. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I shoved the loo roll right up my bum hole. And I was like, for what reason did you? And she was like, to wipe it, you know. I really had to wipe it. So I just shoved it right in there. Right, okay. And have you washed your hands? She went, oh, I remember to wipe my bum hole, but I didn't remember to wash my hands. Sorry. And you're like, we're in the living room. We're in the lounge. And she's telling me I've shoved bum, loo up her bum hole.
And didn't wash her hands.
There's been so many things happened. Also, secret of the week. Renly projectile vomited in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, I've had that before.
20 past one in the morning. There's me just winding him, like cooing over him. I was like, oh, he's so cute. Blech. Oh, he straight up projectile vomited into my mouth.
Straight down the back of your throat.
Straight to the jugular. Oh. I think what was worse is it was warm.
Oh.
I think maybe if it was cold.
But you knew it was like straight from his gut to yours.
And then another secret this week, I shit myself at Tesco's.
What happened?
I just thought I was safe to pass a trump and I didn't. I shit myself.
No, Safina, never trust a fart.
I've been so, to be honest, well, come on, we know how constipated I've been for 9 months.
You thought you'd be all right?
I was 3 weeks after giving birth. I was like, I'm totally in the safe zone now. I can totally pass a trump. Just like, because trying to hold a fart in after you've had a baby for 9 months is the most painful fucking thing in the world. I thought my uterus was going to birth another human or rock it out of my head. It's so sore. So I thought, I'll just let a bit of wind out.
No, wasn't a bit of wind. No.
I had a pad on because I'd obviously been bleeding for 5 weeks, hadn't I? And I shit myself.
What did you have to do?
I was on my own. I came home, disposed of the pad, washed my bum. And pretended like it didn't happen.
Did the pad catch it all? Did it get on knicker?
No. Well, it was on cheeks. It was wet. Wasn't dry. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't dry. Sorry, I've got to move. My bum crack is killing me. Literally.
Speaking of cracks.
My ass. Speaking of ass. So yeah, there's been a few things that have happened.
Wow. But it's been quite a few weeks, isn't it, for you?
I feel like all perfectly normal things, really. Like shitting yourself, I feel like it's really normal.
Well, I had the opposite problem because after a cesarean, the painkillers that they give you make you really constipated. So I've been on lactulose like Renly, but more so the other way, you know, bit backed up.
Been backed up.
Not as bad as last time, though. I remember after I had Joseph being on the toilet for like an hour and I couldn't poo. But this time I've not been going light on the lactulose and I've actually been all right. But it does make you, I think it's the codeine. It makes you really, really clogs you up.
Does it?
Yeah. But I'm off that now.
And are you shitting naturally?
all fine now. Yeah. Like I say, recovery from cesarean, like remarkably quick, like not.
Does your poo feel the same after a cesarean? Like, does it feel the same to pass a poo?
Yeah. And I'm still on the iron tablet. So to be honest, like nothing, it's not all back to normal anyway. But yeah, like that's all fine. I didn't have that much bleeding really. Only like a week, maybe in a week, 10 days worth. And then I'm just on paracetamol and ibuprofen now. So it's all back to pretty normal, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you have a poo after you have a baby, like push the baby out rather than cesarean, it's a very daunting experience because there is that little bit in your brain that says, one, are my stitches all just going to give way and everything's just going to go,
yeah,
you know? Or is it just going to be insanely painful?
Yeah.
Or is everything just going to be normal? And I'll give it to my bumhole. I drank 20 mils of lactulose. So I've been in the hospital, right, for 5 days before having Renly, didn't I?
Yeah.
5 days I didn't take a shit because you know me, I can only shit in my own toilet. So I couldn't shit in the hospital, could I? So I was backed the fuck up. Doctor come round. We're having the baby today. Sorry, what? We're doing what?
Are you like,
we're having the baby.
I'm so about that to empty it. My bowels.
Emma, from about 2 PM through till about 11 PM, I had severe diarrhoea. And I said to my sister, I shit you not, you asked my sister. I said to my sister, I was in the room, I was like, we can't do this. We're going to have to cancel the whole birth because I can't stop shitting myself.
Cancel it. I'd like to postpone this birth.
I'm not ready. I did a bad thing. I don't regret the thing I did. And I said to my sister, we've got to cancel it because I can't stop shitting myself.
That might have been what got things going, you know.
Maybe all that straining for the poo is what made him come out at 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No one needs an induction. You just need some lactulose, I'm telling you.
I don't advise to ever take
lactulose. No, that is not medical advice. Do not.
No, that was probably one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made. So that is, I was going to say that's my secret this week. That's all my secrets for the last 5 weeks. And next we'll be hearing some of yours on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the Secret Mum Club, the safe space for you to share your secrets. And we've got three. I had to count my fingers then. Three that we're going to be hearing from you this week and discussing. So Emma, hit us with number one.
All right, this one says, hey ladies, last year when my oldest son was 7, I would take my 5-year-old daughter to preschool, which was half a day. Every time I brought her in, my son was always at recess, so I got to see him and friends. One day, one of the little boys told me, Cooper said he sexes June. Thinking that I misheard, I asked him to repeat what he said. Cooper sexes June. All the kids around were nodding their heads and saying that it's true. I had no idea what to say and wanted so badly to laugh, but managed to keep a straight face and say, Oh, okay. After school, I asked my son if he knew what that meant, which was a conversation I wasn't ready for. He told me, no, we're a ranching family in America. So it made it a little easier to explain because he's known that bulls breed with cows. I told him sex is when a male gets together with a female and that's how you get babies. And he said, oh, so you and daddy have sex and that's how you got us. Yes, son. Now my husband and I no longer call it itchy legs. We now say that we sex each other. Nikki!
Just straight up, we just sex each other.
Sexes.
That's how we do it. We just sex.
I want to sex you up.
All the time. That is hilarious. Do you know something funny that happened to me? I went into the doctor's surgery the other day to book our six-week checkup. And I said, can I book my 6 week checkup? And I said, can I book my sex week checkup? The woman in the waiting room fucking cackled away. And I was like, and then I awkwardly, as I left, he went, oh, we'll see you in a couple of weeks then for your appointment. I said, yeah, we won't be having sex.
See you in 6 weeks.
What? What? Why did you bring it back up? But thank you, Nikki. That made me feel normal.
Oh, I might start calling it that instead of itchy legs.
We just sex.
Yeah, we're sexing. Oh.
Sexing is when you text sex, isn't it?
That's sexting.
Oh.
With a T.
God, oh, so I much sex.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. None of it will be happening. No more babies over here.
I officially retired from itchy legs. I don't need to ever do it ever again. Or sex.
Yep. We don't need to do it. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to mention it.
No sexing's happening. No sex. Thank you. That's made my day.
Thank you, Nikki.
So let's go into number two.
All right. This one says, hi, Soph and Emma. I started listening to you after I had my first little girl. And now, excitingly, I'm expecting my second little one. She's been sexing. The only issue is I'm 8 weeks pregnant and feel huge already. I feel very sick and tired and generally yuck. Yeah, I didn't feel like that the first time around and wondered if you girls felt like that the second and third time around. I feel like I've bumped out so much, it's so hard to hide. Please tell me it's not just me. From Anonymous. Yes, Anonymous, no. 100%. I felt I had a bump. Yes, as in, no, it's not just you. And yes, no, we did feel the same.
Yes.
I felt like I had a bump from literally about 5 or 6 weeks this time.
We bumped so early, and the fact that I had to tell Emma so soon because I was, one, sick as a fucking dog, and two, I was showing so quickly that I was like, I can't not tell Emma because she's going to be like, why are you being so worried about your tummy? So literally when I told her, and it was that first initial reaction is when I told her, she was like, so am I.
Yeah, because I was ahead of you, obviously, and I hadn't told you yet. So then you must have told me really early on. And then when you said it, I was like, well, fuck it, so am I.
And I was like, you're fucking joking. But no, we both bumped out really quickly.
But I also would say you are probably noticing it more than other people. So like, don't be paranoid. Because when I said to people like, God, I feel massive already, can't you tell I'm pregnant? They would be like, no, not really.
No.
So other people probably aren't thinking about it as much as you are.
Because it's on your mind and you're very bloated as well. Like I feel like the first 12 weeks, you're so bloated, aren't you? You don't know whether you want to shit, fart, take off. You don't really know what the bloody hell's going on.
And with the nausea, sorry, as well. My diet was crap. Like all I wanted to eat was like beige food and like, I had the diet of a 5-year-old. I was just eating peanut butter sandwiches basically for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So I wasn't really looking after myself. I felt fat. I felt sick. I know exactly how you feel. And until you can start officially telling people whenever you decide that you want that to be, that is a really hard period to be in that bit because you feel gross and you can't tell anyone why. So solidarity and strength.
I'm exactly the same. And all three of mine were completely different. Colby, I was really healthy in my pregnancy, had no sickness, no nothing. Bump was tiny. I gained no weight anywhere. Dottie, I was carby Barbie, ate a lot of fast food, but again, didn't put much weight on, but I ate shitloads and had a really bad diet. And I ate so much because I was really nauseous with Dottie. And then Renly, I have hardly ate anything, yet I have struggled with my weight the most. This is the most weight I've put on with all three pregnancies. And I was basically just living off of toast. I couldn't eat anything. Generally could not eat nothing.
It's hard when you've got already got other kids as well. Like I, with Joseph, I exercised right up until the end, like 40 weeks. But when already having a toddler, like with Sadie, I stopped exercising way back because I was just like, I don't have the time or the energy to look after myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But congratulations to you and good luck.
Yes. Massive congratulations. Keep us posted. And please don't feel alone. This is completely normal. Completely normal to how you're feeling. And it's normal to be tired. And just, it's so much, I found it so much harder with Dottie and Renly to, with Colby, I just felt like I was able to just carry on. And like when I had Dottie, I begrudged myself because I was like, why could I do so much when I was pregnant with Colby? But I can't do it now because I'm pregnant with Dottie. And like, why is it so different? And then when I felt pregnant with Renly, I was like, God, I swear I wasn't this bad when I was pregnant with the other two. But there's just so much more going on in your life. Like you've got work, you've got another human to grow, you've got a house to still keep. It's so much more. And even though it doesn't seem like a lot to anybody else, when you're in it and you've got another little person, life is very different. And it's okay to be tired. It's okay to be worn out. It's okay to rest and slow down. Definitely with the second. Well, in any pregnancy, to be honest. But it's all perfectly normal.
Yeah. Sadie agrees.
She does. She's very much an advocate for this conversation. God bless her. So we're going to roll into our last one of the week.
All right, this one says, hi, ladies. Every time I hear you discuss C-sections and shaving, it makes me laugh and I want to share my story. So here
goes.
Please
do.
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you my anecdote about this.
Oh, shit. How was your foo-foo when you went in?
Well, okay.
Did you shave it in the end?
Slight break, sorry. Let me just tell you that I couldn't shave, as we've discussed on the podcast, couldn't shave for like weeks. So couldn't see down below there because my bump was too big. But I imagine I went in a bit of a state. And, you know, we were talking about, and someone actually wrote in saying, oh, I work in theatre and sometimes we have to shave people to be able to do the cesarean scar.
Please tell me they shaved your fufu.
Only fucking happened to me, didn't it? I was mortified. They were like, we're going to have to get the razors out. But the weirdest thing was, because I was numbed, I could hear the
oh my god, it was electric. It was manual.
Basically, they got the clippers out on me. But because I was numbed, I couldn't feel a thing. It was the most surreal experience. I could hear these clippers shaving my bush and I couldn't feel anything. It was so weird.
I thought it was going to be a manual. You could just, you know, when you do it on.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be a Bic razor. No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They basically took out like the lawnmower. That's how
got
bad.
Themselves a
That's
Phillips how bad electric it was down shaver.
There. Anywho, so here goes. The night before my C-section, I knew I had to attack my bush. Well, well done. I got myself a new razor, handheld mirror, and scissors for the excess. There I am in all sorts of positions. Water is flying everywhere, just doing what I can. As my bump was so big, I couldn't see my nunny regardless of the mirror. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I proudly felt like I'd done the best job and was smug as shit telling my partner I knew I could manage it. Feeling like a dolphin, I went to bed ready for the next day.
Like a dolphin squeaky clean.
The following morning I go into theatre for my C-section and I'm complimented by the lady fitting my catheter on what a tidy nunny I had with no need for her to intervene. Oh, all right. Skipping along the following day after a shower, I asked my partner to check my scar for me and he started absolutely howling. He takes a pic and shows me that I've missed all down the sides of my nunny. So it's like I have So it's like I had pigtails and sideburns. I'm laughing about it now, but bloody hell, love Lola. Lola, that is incredible.
Is it weird that they tell you that you're... So were they referring to how neat her fufu was or generally the hair cutting of the fufu?
What?
Like when the woman was referring to it. But if it's a cesarean, is it weird that she, if she was telling you about how lovely your actual fufu was, not your hair design?
I think she meant the bush.
Do you? The pigtails and sideburns?
Yeah, she probably thought, nice pigtails and sideburns. I've not seen one like that before.
Normally it's just a landing strip.
Yeah. How unusual.
How unusual. It's normally hair on the front. Yeah. Not bowled out to the side.
Yeah. I wonder if that's worse than like not doing mine at all. Because at least with me, they were just like, well, yeah, full bush. She obviously couldn't get...
No.
She couldn't
I
get
think
to...
They would have... I think they've commended Lola on her... But the funny thing is they know what we have to go through. So they know how fucking difficult it is. So when somebody goes in and they've had a go at their fufu, they must just have a little laugh to themselves of like, oh, bless her. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Whereas I think they just thought, fair play, respect. Like, she's given it a go, even though she's got a huge bump, you know? Kudos.
At least she didn't take off her labia. Jeez.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost a labia trying to shave it last night.
What are they saying about me when I left there? So Christ.
I can't believe they... You actually went in and had a cesarean as well as getting your fufu trimmed.
I got free wax while I was there. So who's winning now?
I don't know the state of my fufu. To be honest, my bum hole is an absolute tatters that I think the least of my worries is my long pubes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they'd just be like, hun, don't worry about your pubes. It's your bum hole you need to worry about. Okay, man. Sorry, guys. Thank you for sharing your secrets this week. Everyone is welcome in the Secret Bumper Club.
If you want to share your secrets with us, you can. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com or we're Secret Mumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
Do you have pigtail pubes?
Or have you made a placenta smoothie?
Let us know, please. There really is nothing too outrageous.
And keep an eye out for our Thursday episode.
And we'll see you next time on the...
Secret Mom Club! Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.